A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, Avodah Zarah 4a, pagination is 7. Dealing with cases where things aren't going so well, either physically or spiritually, and the person wonders what exactly is going on. And we have two remarkable perspectives that I'd like to touch on. One is that sometimes Hashem punishes those who are dear to Him from whatever small shortcomings they have, so that they're cleansed and are able to go in La'olam Haba with a clean slate. And that's one thing we'll explore in Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we have a different perspective regarding a person who's suffering spiritually, finds himself much lower than where he would have expected himself to be. And sometimes that is precisely Hashem's assignment to him, his life's mission that he's being challenged with, is to place him at a specific spot, like a rung on a ladder, and you got to climb from there. And the person personally would have chosen a higher rung, a more spiritual rung. But he was placed where Hashem wanted him, because that's his job assignment. So let's start on Amud Aleph, where we have this perspective of a person not doing well physically, being afflicted in some way, and it's retribution, it's punishment, but for his benefit. Says the Gemara in a quick line perspective, which we're going to develop further, about 13 lines into the wide. Ani nifra mehen kipid shel tarnagolus. Hashem says, I take the retribution like the pecking of a bird, just as the bird pecks just a little bit, again and again and again, doesn't overwhelm the situation, but is doing something. So that's how Hashem takes the retribution. The person is able to forge ahead, but they're being affected and they can't figure out why. It's because they have the standard shortcomings, perhaps, that every human being has, and Hashem is cleansing so that they could enter the Olam Shekulo Tov, the world that's totally good, with a clean slate and be able to enjoy it. Dropping down about three lines, V'hainu de'omer Rav Abba, this is what Rav Abba taught. Mai dechsiv, what does it mean, the pasuk in Hosea, Zayin, Yud Gimel? V'anochi eftem, I'm busy redeeming them. V'hema dibru alai chizovim, and they're busy telling about me lies, as if I don't like them, that I'm being bad to them. Says the Gemara, Ani amarti eftem b'mamonim ba'olam hazeh. My vantage point is that I'm taking money as retribution from them in order to redeem them, and I'm doing that in this world. So that they should come into the world to come with a clean slate. And they're saying lies about me. They're inferring from the fact that I'm doing this type of redemption upon them, they're inferring from that I don't like them. And that's the furthest from the truth. And this is also what Rav Papi taught in the name of Rava. What does it mean in the Pasuk? Same Perek in Hosea. Zayin Tesvov. Va'ani Yosarti. I caused them affliction. Chazakti Zero Osam. My intent was to strengthen their arms. Ve'alai yachshvu ra, but they're thinking badly about me because of it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Hashem says, Ani amati yayasrim b'yisurim ba'olam hazeh, I'm going to afflict them in this world. Kedei sheyichazku zera'osam la'olam haba, so that their arms should be strong in the world to come. Arms represents what a person is able to do. If his arms are strong, right? We describe Hashem as having a strong arm to redeem us from Mitzrayim. Hashem doesn't have an arm. He's not physical. That's not the point. It's the expression of how do you reach out? Do you have strength to reach out and do what you want to do? Hashem says, by afflicting you in this world, I'm giving you enormous strength in the world to come. And they think badly about me because of it, because all they see is the affliction, and they think I don't like them, and on the contrary, I'm doing it because I care. Mishtabeach luhu Rabbi Avahu lemini birav Safra. Rabbi Avahu praised to the heretics, to the non-believers, regarding Rav Safra, the Adam Gadolhu, that he's a great person, meaning in our system of religion, Rav Safra is a very great person. So they, the Minim, the heretics, out of courtesy, Shavku le Mikhsa te le Ser Shenin, absolved him of the tax for 13 years. They wanted to respect the clergy, the religious man. Yom Achad, one day, Ashkechuhu, they found him, Amrulei, and they asked him a question. And if he can't answer their one question, they're going to have the impression that he's not really as great a scholar as they made him out to be. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama. You alone I love from all the nations of the world. So we're talking about someone that Hashem really loves. Alkin efgod aleichem eskol avonoseichem, and therefore I'm going to extract retribution regarding all of your sins. So they had this question. Mande isle sisya berachame masikle. If you really like someone, so you take retribution from them. Doesn't make sense. Ishtik velo omaluhu velo midi. Rav Safra was silent. He didn't say anything. So they started agitating him. They started bothering him. They were upset with him. They felt that they had been duped, taken advantage of. They didn't tax him, and really he's not the scholar made out to be. Also, Rabbi Avahu passed by. Ashkechinu, he found what they were doing. Omaluhu, he said to them, Amai mitzarisule, why are you troubling him so much? Amrulei, they said, V'lav amrit l'onda adam gadol, who you told us he's a great person. V'lo yoda l'meimra l'pirusha d'hai psuka, he doesn't even know how to translate a pasuk, how to explain a pasuk. Amaluhu, so Rabbi Avahu said, Eimer d'amri l'chu b'tanoi, when I told you he was a great person, member of the clergy, I was talking about scholarly topics, B'tanoi, like in Mishnayos types of things. B'kroi mi'am richuluchu, I never said that he was an expert in verses in the Torah. So you have a pasuk in the Nevi'im, and he's not explaining it for you. That doesn't bother me. That's not a contradiction to what I told you. He's still a scholar. Amrulei, so they said to him, Maishna atun di'aditun, so why about you, you know psukim? And we have respect for you because you've been able to dialogue with us regarding psukim, and he is a scholar of a different type. What's going on? Amaluhu, he said, Ananda ashkechinon gabeichon, we who commonly interact with you guys, so to speak, you heretics, raminin anafshe uma'ainin, we pay attention to the psukim, and we're ready for your questions. Inhu loma aini, but they come from a different region, so they're not so careful to know all the psukim, and they put their efforts elsewhere into the rabbinic literature, and he's indeed a scholar, and he's respected in our system, and you didn't do anything wrong by absolving him, but he's not an expert in the things that serve you. Amrulei, so they told him, Le malon, at, so fine, so you answer our question. This is what troubles us. Amaluhu, he said, Em shalocha mashal, the same theme that we've been saying until now. Mashal l'madav adome, what is it similar to? La'odam shenosha mishnei b'nei adam, to a person who's owed money from two people. Echad o'avo, one is his beloved, ve'echad sono, and one is someone he hates. We always talk in extremes, but you get the idea. The beloved, he's going to extract the payment slowly so that he doesn't destroy him. So, no, someone that he hates, niframi menu bevazachas, he does collections. He says, now, give me the money. He demands it. And that could be heavy. So to the oavo, to the one that he loves, he makes sure to do it slowly, carefully, in a way that doesn't ruin the equilibrium. So the person is frustrated. Why is Hashem extracting from me? The answer is he's cleaning the slate, but he's doing it gently. We have this concept in practical halacha as well. The Chafetz Chaim talks regarding a person doing chesed for somebody. If you lend him money, you're entitled to ask him that he pay you back this sum in its entirety the way you gave it to him. So if on the due date he's supposed to pay up, so you lent him $1,000, you're allowed to expect $1,000. But chesed, the Chafetz Chaim said, would be, if you could work it out, to allow him a payment plan, because sometimes extracting all the money at once is overwhelming and can throw the person off. And if you extract it slowly through a payment plan, he's able to do that and still maintain his equilibrium. Let's squeeze in the piece that I alluded to in my introduction on Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. For Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Lo asu Yisrael asu egel alitan peschon pel lebalei tshuva. The only reason the Jewish people did the golden calf, meaning that Hashem didn't protect them, they were on such a high level after the revelation at Sinai, how did they slip to do the golden calf? It was to leave an opening so that people who want to do tshuva for generations should look at them and say, if they were able to do tshuva, they failed and did tshuva, so me too, and they should have such a perspective of optimism into the future. Similarly, regarding David, lo David roi lo osa maisa. David was also not fitting for that activity with Bathsheba, which was compromising. Nevertheless, it was in order, Sheim Chata Yachid, onto the next page. If an individual does a chet, we say, go to David's story and you'll gain inspiration that he pulled himself out. And if a public does wrong, they'll look at the golden calf story and gain inspiration and realize that they too can do teshuvah. This is such an important perspective. Very often people feel that they started off in a bad place, so to speak. Maybe they were raised without mitzvahs, etc. And the concept of the egel, the golden calf, and the concept of David is that sometimes a person is placed in a situation or a rung in life where they would not have chosen that. They're far better than that. But Hashem allowed the situation to deteriorate because that is meant to be their starting point right now. And their challenge is, what are you going to do with this situation? The expectation is go do tshuva. The expectation is climb despite where you find yourself. And that becomes the person's mission statement instead of harping on the failure to recognize your current situation and to climb from there. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.